And now, it's time for our weekly news round. Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Jean Regionacy, a Bachelor of Divinity who has studied at Westfield House, reports to Lutheran Radio UK that he has travelled to three different remote areas of his synod in Madagascar, in the mid-south of the island, to distribute the mosquito nets donated by the Lutheran Women's League of Great Britain in the ELCE. He has called this the Mosquito Nets Project. The funds donated by the LWLGB allowed him to buy 100 mosquito nets, which has benefited pregnant women and those with newborn babies. Some beneficiaries also are a few disabled people taken care of by the Malagasy Lutheran Church in one of the Lutheran centres in his synod. From the fund, he also bought stationery for three children and paid for 1 month of their school fees. Two of them are from divorced parents and one is an orphan. He sends thanks to the LWLGB for their generosity and help. It is great to have such direct feedback from an ELCE project. Still on the subject of Madagascar, the Malagasy Lutheran Church has elected the Reverend David Rakotonarina as their new president. Dr. Rakotonarina is also studying at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, a seminary of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, where he expects to receive a doctorate upon the completion of his dissertation. The Malagasy Lutheran Church, FLM, has between 3 to 4 million members and was founded by Norwegian missionaries in 1866. The Malagasy Lutheran Church, FLM, is a member of the Lutheran World Federation, the LWF. The Queen of Denmark has donated an altar hanging she embroidered to the German church considered a starting point for Martin Luther's Reformation movement almost 500 years ago. Luther is said to have nailed his 95 Theses, which challenged the Catholic Church's practice of selling indulgences, to the door of Wittenberg's All Saints Church in 1517. Queen Margaret II attended a service there Sunday together with German President Joachim Gauck, a former Lutheran pastor. The Wittenberg Church is also known as Castle Church. The 76-year-old Queen said she designed and stitched the red altar hanging herself. It features a white rose, the symbol of Lutheranism. Margareta heads the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Denmark. The Pope and the head of Church of England will say prayers together for the first time since England's break from Rome gave rise to the Anglican Church, the Vatican announced on Monday. The historic and hugely symbolic move will come on Wednesday at Vespers, or evening prayers, in the ancient church of St. Gregorio at Celio in the Italian capital. It will be the first time a pontiff has joined an Archbishop of Canterbury in joint public prayer since the schism in 1534 was triggered by English monarch Henry VIII's clash with Rome. The Archbishop, Justin Welby, will be granted a private audience by Pope Francis at the Vatican on Thursday morning. The two clerics have met 4 times before, most recently at last month's interfaith seminar in Assisi in central Italy, said the Anglican Centre in Rome. The centre was set up in 1966 to foster rapprochement between the two churches, and it will this week mark its 50th anniversary with a conference of bishops from both traditions. Closer ties with other faiths and branches of Christianity have been a priority for Francis since he became Pope in 2013. He met top Orthodox cleric Patriarch Kirill of Moscow in Cuba in February and is due in Sweden in October as a guest of the Lutheran Church for events marking 500 years since the start of the Protestant Reformation. A decision to host gigs at a North London church has been delayed after police claimed revellers could attack each other with ornaments and hide behind pillars. The vicar of St. Michael's Church in Camden, who said he believed Jesus turned water into wine for a reason, wants his church to become a live music venue selling alcohol. But Father Tom Plant's plans have been jeopardised after police objected to the plan. The Metropolitan Police, which is a dedicated night police patrol in Camden Town, said the surrounding area is a hotspot of violence, most of which is alcohol-fuelled. Officers outlined concerns including a lack of CCTV at the church, plus its numerous pillars that would cause numerous hidden areas. In a representation made to the council, the Met said, "Looking around the venue, there are a few ornaments that could cause serious harm to patrons if a fight was to break out." Officers also said they were concerned about the risk of increasing street drinking as gig-goers pre-load before the church's music event. The Reverend 37-year-old Father Plant told the plans for the 270-capacity gigs were a bid to put the church on the cultural map. His application is seeking a license for alcohol, live music and recorded music to be played over the church sound system between 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. from Monday to Friday. It would not necessarily be all year round, but during the Christmas period, Holy Week and Easter. It is not a place to come and get drunk, but we're not a church that shies away from alcohol, he said. We believe Jesus turned water into wine for a reason. Looking at the US presidential election, Mike Pence musters all his Midwestern earnestness as he describes Donald Trump as a man of faith. He says the Republican nominee is a man I've prayed with and gotten to know with on a personal level. The description in an interview with the Associated Press stands in sharp relief to Trump's public profile about over much of his career. A twice-divorced former playboy who has boasted of his sexual exploits, flaunted his wealth, used crass insults and made sweeping generalizations about whole races. Getting tens of millions of white evangelicals to accept Pence's portrait of Trump is critical to Republican hopes for capturing the White House. It's not a question of whether Trump will win more of the white evangelical vote than rival Hillary Clinton. He will, but Trump needs to win that vote by overwhelming margins and with a high turnout. Slight changes in loyalty could decide the outcomes in critical states including North Carolina, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. So Pence, the vice presidential nominee, is on a mission across America's Bible Belt to persuade evangelicals to put their faith in Trump. Raised Catholic but now a Protestant evangelical, Pence is the ideal emissary. While Trump has wavered on abortion and same-sex marriage, Pence's conservative credentials are impeccable. And while Trump has been shaky on religion, Pence's evangelical beliefs and political personae are deeply intertwined. His signature line, "I'm a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican," in that order. Pence's language and mannerism are familiar to Christians who call themselves born again. The Indiana governor quotes biblical passages freely and was at ease telling Colorado pastors last week of his college conversion, recalling that he was overwhelmed with gratitude that Jesus had died for all the sins of the world and, somewhere in there, he died for me. Republicans hope that gives him credibility, as Pence insists Trump is a good man who will make a great president. Evangelicals have to be convinced that you're at least a good person, even if you're not all in on the lifestyle, says Tim O'Donnell, a 64-year-old independent in Colorado Springs, Colorado, who came to hear Pence at a recent round table with church leaders. O'Donnell says he remains unsure about whether he can vote for Trump. Most evangelicals, he explained, aren't going to vote for Hillary, but some just aren't comfortable voting for Trump either. White evangelicals cast about a quarter of the 2012 ballots. Nearly 8 in 10 of them voted for Republican Mitt Romney over President Barack Obama. A recent poll showed Trump garnering about 7 in 10 white evangelicals, with the rest split between Clinton and Libertarian Gary Johnson. Trump has attempted some outreach to black evangelicals, an overwhelmingly Democratic group as well. Trump aides point to their candidate's strong showing among white evangelicals on his way to the Republican nomination. Trump has backing from many evangelical leaders, including Jerry Falwell Jr., president of Liberty University, the nation's most high-profile evangelical college. But the Republican nominee has been criticized by others. Some Southern Baptist Convention leaders dislike his opposition to admitting Syrian refugees to the United States. And Pence's schedule, heavy in recent weeks with visitors to churches and social conservative groups, suggests the Trump campaign knows it has work to do. Trump and Pence emphasize the policy promises Republicans typically offer white evangelicals. Supreme Court justices and other federal judges who oppose same-sex marriage and abortion rights, an expansion of school choice, and unyielding support for Israel in the Middle East. Trump has added a new incentive, pledging to strike down a federal prohibition on churches engaging in explicit political activity. Trump is a Presbyterian who says he loves my church and tells of being influenced by the famous pastor and author Norman Vincent Peale. But he raised eyebrows last year at an Iowa forum when he said he'd never explicitly sought God's forgiveness. He'll only occasionally read scriptural passages from notes and in January drew mockery for reading from 2 Corinthians rather than 2 Corinthians. And finally, for those who can't get enough of pumpkin-flavoured treats during Halloween, McDonald's in Japan is offering French fries covered in pumpkin and chocolate sauce. The fast food chain came up with the Halloween Choco Potato to mark its 45th anniversary in Japan, where trick-or-treaters enjoy pumpkin spice food and beverages to celebrate the October holiday. I'm sure you are booking your flights to Japan right now after hearing this one. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.